Welcome to the 2015 Radioactive Summer Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Charles, and we got two very topical stories out there for all of you high schoolers. I just crawled out of the cesspool that we in the States call high school. Public, private, or charter, it's more or less the same everywhere. I've been through a lot of stuff recently, which is good because how are you going to learn without it? The three main takeaways that I got from this are 1, don't let high school trick you into thinking you're someone you're not. 2, relaxation is the most important thing in life. And 3, nothing good happens after hours. But life is about growing up and getting rid of the perceived barriers that are keeping you from doing what you want to do. Spoiler alert, the barrier is almost always in your head. But just because you think you're holding yourself back doesn't mean the power to be the person you want isn't inside of you. Someone who has personally not just thought it but lived it is Chris Grant. As a high school freshman, Chris Grant's dream was to win a state championship in track, but he faced many hurdles along the way. Radioactive reporter Angela Nguyen shares the athlete's journey of struggle and success.
Get us quiet for the start.
I visualize the race. All I'm thinking about is just silence, dead silence. Then the gun goes off. Just trying to get the finish line as quick as possible.
And off we go.
I'm watching the nation's fastest high schoolers running at an event called Brooks PR. People in the stands are rooting for their favorites. Athletes are on the field prepping for competition. The boys' 110-meter hurdles is about to start, and I'm looking at the track star in lane number 8.
A senior at Meadowdale High School in Lynnwood, Washington, the Washington 3A 110 and 300-meter hurdle champions, Christofferson Grant.
Hi, my name is Christofferson Lewis Grant.
Chris Grant's life revolves around track. He lives and breathes it. But this wasn't always the case. It all started in 7th grade. His friends were running a race, and he wanted to fit in, so he gave it a shot.
And after that first meet, they said, oh, you had to pay a sports fee of $100, and I didn't want to pay it, so I just quit it and spent those 2 years of my middle school life just playing video games.
It was more than not wanting to pay the fee. Running gear was pricey for Chris's mom, and you have to pay to watch the races. She's a working mom of 2. That's where Chris's grandma Claudia comes in.
I'm not a rich lady, but if a kid have a yearning to do something in life, then I believe that the parents should encourage them and push them towards that.
To shorten that, she is like a second mother to me. She's always been there to support me financially or emotionally with things.
We have a bond because I always try to help him the best way I can.
She also didn't want him missing out on opportunities. Grandma once wanted to go to an art school, but her mom said it was too far away. Chris's mom was on the road to being a model, but she got pregnant with Chris. No one in his family has gone to a 4-year college, so he felt the need to represent for them. Track allowed him to do that.
They believe that, oh, you know, the single parent, especially a black single parent, and having a, you know, a kid, they probably won't amount to nothing, that, oh, they'll just be a dropout, they'll just cause trouble around the streets. It invigorates me to prove that I can prove them wrong, that motivation to move on to the next level, which is college. That's honestly why I do track.
His goal became to win the state championship because he knew that would get him noticed by college coaches. When Chris hurdles, he transforms. Imagine him on the track at a race. He's focused only on what lies ahead of him. He's crouched down at the start and sprints out of the blocks the moment the gun goes off. Arms pumped, knees driven, the first hurdle is right there. He quickly jumps off 1 foot, the other following close behind. He barely grazes the hurdle.
But he is a goofball.
Phil Hodges is Chris's high school hurdles coach who's seen him progress since day 1.
I saw in him a maturity when he was a senior this past year that I hadn't really seen before. He kind of took it upon himself to be a good leader.
Chris was the rising track star. He was invited to race at national meets. He broke school records. He was even on the front cover of the sports section in the Seattle Times. He also earned the respect of his teammates like Megan Zollers and Harry White.
He's become one of the most hardworking, genuine people I know.
He's a different breed. He really pushes himself when nobody else is there to push him.
And then, he fell. It was spring of his senior year during the 300-meter hurdles race. It was the last straightaway. The guy in the next lane was catching up to him, so he ran faster. He was going over the hurdle, lost momentum, and literally hit the ground running.
Doctor gave it to me clean. He said, yep, you broke it. And I said, what'd I break, doctor? He said, you broke a clavicle. And I said, what's a clavicle? He said, you're a collarbone.
So he went back to playing video games during the recovery.
Round 2, fight!
But then panic started to set in. The state championship was only a few weeks away. He didn't want everything he worked for to go to waste. He questioned the injury.
Really? You had to get injured now?
And struggled through the pain.
I didn't take a single pain pill.
But kept fighting. He went to the doctor, who tested his strength by making him do 5 push-ups. He lied and said it wasn't painful.
It hurt so bad.
Then the day came to race at the state championship.
I never ran as fast as I ever have, I think.
With a broken collarbone, Chris hurtled his way to first place in 2 events, the 110 and 300 meter hurdles.
I just think it was kind of a destiny thing for him. You know, he's a fine example as someone that you can't really give up on.
You gotta push through all the pain, through all the sweat, all the other things will be in your life or in your way as a hurdle because, you know, life is a bunch of hurdles that you get clear through over.
Chris reached his goals. He won the state championship and graduated high school. But there was one more he had yet to figure out. College.
So, I just got offered a full ride.
This fall, he's running at Washington State University, the first in his family to attend a 4-year college.
I got what I worked for, so.
There he is, Christofferson Grant, the gamer, the go-getter, the graduate. For Radioactive, I'm Angela Nguyen.
So now that Chris is going away to college, what are you going to miss about him?
I'm not cleaning up this mess. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
High school is done. Dun, dun, dun. You might be thinking that it was your entire life. But know that after graduation, you don't have to go back. Life goes on. However, millions of people peak in high school. All the cool kids you spent so much time trying to impress probably weren't even that cool in the first place. As a wise man once said, all the world is a stage, and the people merely players. This is what bothered me the most. People just got better at hiding their true colors. I say you should find your people. That's the best advice I can give you. But like all advice, it's much easier said than done. Here's the thing. High school never really ends. It's preparation for the rubbish that life puts in your path. College is scary, but it can be very exciting. Or at least that's what they tell me. I don't know. But what I do know is every year, millions of high school seniors go to prom, apply to college, and are never able to avoid questions about the future. Radioactive's Rachel Lamb investigated what question makes high school seniors most annoyed.
Where are you going to school? Where are you majoring in? It's all of this series of questions. It's like, what are you doing? And you're like,
I really appreciate how much you care about my life, but I know that you're actually asking that question because you don't know what to ask teenagers that are seniors in high school.
Where I'm going to college.
What are your plans for next year?
Probably what school I'm going to.
What are you doing next year?
Like, if you knew the process, most of us don't even know until like a week before April.
Are you coming to the East Coast? You should come to the East Coast. We want you on the East Coast.
I have no idea. Like, first I have to hear back from these dang schools that I applied to.
Sort of. It's like a very rational question, but why did you choose your college? Sort of. Gets on my nerves, maybe just because it makes me realize that I don't have extremely logical reasons for picking my college.
What's the most annoying question people have asked me? What are you going to be when you grow up?
I don't know how you expect people to know their future when they're 18.
How am I supposed to know?
Yeah.
What did you want to be when you were younger? Not what you are now.
I'd say probably what are you going to major in?
What I'm going to study in college.
Because I don't think you can really expect an 18-year-old.
I'm not sure what I'm doing yet, and please don't ask me again.
Do you really know what they're going to do with their life?
Who knows what I'm going to do?
What are you going to major in?
What am I going to major in? Because I don't know yet.
It was like socially polite to just walk away when they asked that question.
I really don't like it when people just think that I already have my life decided. I want to use college to find out what I want to do, you know? Yeah.
I guess there never really was one question. The thing about life is that the uncertainty is what makes it fun. Life is funny like that. You never really know what you want until you have it. Well, that's all the time from the advanced producers at Radioactive. A special thanks to our executive producer, the ultra-rad Angela Nguyen, and to all of you listening out there. Be sure to like our Facebook page, which you can find by searching Radioactive Youth Media on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at KOW Radioactive. And listen to the other podcasts our new Radioactivians have created for the summer. It's all at kow.org/radioactive. I'm Ben Charles. In case you don't hear from me again, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Thank you.